الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila, where we are discussing stories of the glorious Quran. And we always remind ourselves that these stories are not fables, they're not fairy tales. They have occurred in real life, in reality, and these are facts. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in the very beginning of the Silsila, I will urge you, myself as well, to make good intentions. As our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make as many good intentions today. For each good intention, Allah azza wa jal will grant us a thawab, a reward for that. Inshallah azza wa jal. Make the good intentions now that I'm listening and looking at this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that, and I will teach others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood Pak, salawat and salutations upon the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who recites durud pak salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until they see their place in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we also want this benefit, we know what to do. Try to recite that 1,000 times minimum of the Durood Pak of salawat and salutations upon our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, let us make the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. Let us recite Quran Pak. Let us try to read and recite Durood Pak inshallah ta'ala. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I'm sure you are waiting to find out about today's topic. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss the creation of our father, Sayyidina Nabi Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, who is called Abul Bashar, which is the father of humanity, of humans. And we are all the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, of Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But how did this creation of Nabi Adam alayhi salam begin? Very beautiful facts that we are going to present. Before we get into that, we all know that there are certain movements out there that are trying to make our minds and indoctrinate us that the first human or human beings were first monkey-like figures or apes, evolution as they call it. But we know the first human being on planet Earth is Nabi Adam alayhi salam, a great prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And he was a normal human being as we look. And therefore, these theories are just theories. They're just made up things which are not facts. The real fact of the matter is that Adam alayhi salam is the first human being and he looked like you and I. Now, Nabi Adam alayhi salam is obviously unlike us. He's a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we always mention in our episodes that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam are ma'asoom. They are sinless and unable to commit any sin, incapable of sinning. Our birth happens with the union of our mothers and fathers, and therefore we are born. So that process is there. But Nabi Adam alayhi wa sallam had no mother, had no father, and Allah Azza wa Jalla created him from soil, from sand. Therefore, it is mentioned that when Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to create Adam alayhi salam, He ordered Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam to bring a handful of sand or soil from the earth. In order to fulfill this command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when Israel alayhi salam, he landed on earth and he picked up a handful of soil. Then all of the soil of the upper surface, the crust of the earth, was squeezed into his fist. And it consisted of approximately 60 different colors and types. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. In this collection of that soil, there were different colors like black, white, red, yellow. And they had different characteristics. Some of them were soft, some were hard, some were bitter in taste, some were salty, some were actually sweet in taste, some had no smell or no taste, and others had different kinds of colors and characteristics. It was then commanded to knead the soil with different waters. How our beloved mothers, when they are kneading the atta, the flour, they put the water and they try to make the flour into a knead. They knead it so that we can get bread or whatever they want to bake with it. So this soil, a collection of different soils with different colors, different characteristics, was mixed with water from different areas. And it was all mixed up and kneaded for a long period of time. And it wore a form of a certain smell, like the smell of a mortar, like mud. When it dried, it turned into a hard and solid soil. Then the stature of Adam alayhi salam was made, or the mold of Adam alayhi salam was made of this very soil and placed on the gates of heaven, of the different heavens. This form or mold of Adam alayhi salam, of this soil, was placed on the gates of the heavens. The angels, the malaika, they were amazed when they saw this, because before this, the angels had never seen this kind of creation with this kind of appearance. This was the first human being. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded ruh, or a soul, for the soul to enter into this mold of Adam alayhi salam. And therefore, when the soul, when the ruh, it entered into the body of Adam alayhi salam, it reached the nostrils and it sneezed. Adam alayhi salam sneezed when the soul was entered into the body. And when the soul reached to the tongue, Adam alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Yarhamukallah, which means, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. SubhanAllah. Oh, father of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is, O Adam alayhi salam, I have made you to do my hamd, my praises. Then gradually this soul reached to the entire body and Adam alayhi salam finally stood up. Look at that, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. How amazing is this? That the mold of Adam alayhi salam was first made from the different soils, the different sands, placed on the gates of paradise, of the different paradises. The angels, they are amazed to see this new creation, the human being. And when the soul is blown or sent into that mold of Adam alayhi salam, when it reaches the nostrils, he sneezes. When it reaches, that soul reaches the mouth or the tongue, he says, Alhamdulillah. And therefore, we as well, when we sneeze, we should say, Alhamdulillah. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, and Ulama-i-Kiram, they advise us and tell us that when you sneeze, say Alhamdulillah or Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There are many benefits for this. And remember, if you hear a Muslim sneeze, and if they say Alhamdulillah, it is obligatory and wajib upon you to reply, Yarhamukallah. And the person who sneezed, when hearing your reply, can say, يهديكم الله لنا ويصلح بالكم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Furthermore, it is mentioned in a hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif and Abu Dawood that the sand or the soil from the mold of Nabi Adam alayhi salam was a combination of different colors and different types. Therefore, the progeny, the children, us, the children of Adam alayhi salam, had ended up with different colors and different behaviors, different temperaments as well. The title of Nabi Adam alayhi salam is Abu Muhammad or Abu al-Bashr, and he is also called Khalifatullah, or the representative of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the Vice Regent of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the very first Prophet, the first Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. He lived for 960 years, subhanAllah. At the time of his worldly and apparent demise, the number of his progeny and his children, his offspring, had reached to 100,000, subhanAllah. And they had populated the earth, establishing different populations and cities and industries and buildings as well. A point to note here. It is mentioned in some of hadith that Nabi Adam alayhi salam was the first prophet to be sent to this world. But in reality, the beloved Rasul, our beloved master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had mentioned in assembly of hadith that I was already a prophet, I was already a Nabi when Adam alayhi salam was between water and sand, between water and soil, subhanAllah azza wa jal. So before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's actual arrival here in this dunya, and before his announcement of prophethood, he was already a prophet when Adam alayhi salam was in that moment of being created, subhanAllah. Because we all know that the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jal is the nur of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Going further ahead, it is mentioned in the glorious Quran that Adam alayhi salam was created from sand, from soil. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse 59, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Translation from Kinz al-Iman. The example of Isa with Allah is like that of Adam. He created him, that is Adam, from clay, from sand, and then said to him, kun, be, become, and it thereupon happens, and then it became, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, Surah Safat, verse 11, it is mentioned, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طَيْنِ اللَّازِبِ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. We have indeed created them from a sticky soil, a sticky clay. At another place, Surah Hajr, verse 26.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, we created man from sounding clay made out of black, smelly mud. When Allah ordered Nabi Adam alayhi salam to reside and to stay in paradise, in Jannah, Nabi Adam alayhi salam is a human being with emotions as well. But remember, unlike our emotions, unlike us humans who are sinners, Nabi Adam alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, and as I mentioned, that absolutely free from sin or evil thoughts. But Nabi Adam alayhi salam started to feel a little lonely, and Allah Azza wa Jal made sleep overcome Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So he fell in a deep sleep. Then while he was asleep, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal created our beloved mother, Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, from the left rib of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam had awoken from this very deep sleep, he was amazed and astonished to see a beautiful and attractive woman sitting beside him. Nabi Adam alayhi salam asked her, "Who are you? And whom have you come for? How did you get here?" In response, Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied that, "I am your wife, and Allah Azza wa Jal has created me so that you gain love and tranquility and satisfaction of your heart through me, and I attain love and tranquility and satisfaction of heart through you." Subhanallah. How beautiful was that? Furthermore, she says, "The purpose of my creation is that both of us live happily together and spend our lives with love and compassion and affection, and we continue thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings." Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed regarding Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha at few places in the glorious Quran, as is mentioned in Surah Nisa, verse 1.
وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And from it created its spouse, and from them both has spread the multitude of men and women. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, this story about the creation of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is among those wonders of the glorious Quran that has many madani pearls of advice and guidance for us. Almighty Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam from soil, from sand, and created Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha from the left rib of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. The saying of the glorious Quran reveals the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal created humanity in, we can say, four different manners. Firstly, from mutual male and female intimacy, as is the normal process of the union of husband and wife, and then the wife gives birth. Therefore, this has been mentioned in the glorious Quran in the following words, Surah Dahr, verse 2.
إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, we have created man from mixed semen. The second manner is that from a single man, Allah Azza wa Jal created a human being, which is in the form of Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was created from, as we mentioned, the left rib of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Thirdly, is that Allah Azza wa Jal created a human being from a single woman, which is in the form of Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, whose mother was pure. His mother was Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was pure, and he alayhi salam was born without any father from the womb of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was a virgin, who was virtuous and was pious. And fourth, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal also created one human being without a man and a woman, and that is Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And He created Adam alayhi salam from sand, from soil. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned in the blessed verse, that it mentioned kun fayakun, which means become and it became. This is the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. That Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam alayhi salam, the very first human being, in this manner. That the mold of that soil of Adam alayhi salam was there. The soul, the ruh, was blown into and put into this mold of Adam alayhi salam. And Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered, become alive. And Adam alayhi salam becomes alive. Now here, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our ulama ikram have mentioned that this ruh, the soul, is contained within the body of a person, every single person. And once this soul leaves the body, as we mentioned, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. The Quran mentions at some places of the glorious Quran that every soul shall taste death. Now this ruh, this soul, this nafs, or the soul itself, will taste that death. When that soul leaves the body, when the ruh, it leaves the body, it has tasted the death. Another very educational aspect is alam arwah. Since we are on the topic of souls, all our souls are created first and then our physical bodies. They are created and placed in alam arwah, which is the universe or the world of the souls. And in the womb of the mother, when the fetus is growing, an angel is appointed to take a specific soul by the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, by the permission of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, from the world of souls, alam arwah, and to put it inside the fetus, inside that infant that is growing inside the womb of the mother, and then becomes alive. Therefore, we are traveling in this dunya. We are from alam arwah to this alam asbab, this dunya, this world. From here we go to alam barzakh, when the soul leaves the body, that barrier stage between this world and the hereafter. And from there, we will be resurrected on Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, it is mentioned regarding Adam alayhi salam that he didn't have a father nor a mother. Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in the glorious Quran in Surah Ra'd, verse 16.
Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa al-wahidul qahhar.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah is the creator of all things, and He alone is the dominant over all. Allah Azza wa Jal creates whenever He wills. This is up to Him. We cannot judge, we cannot put our criticism or our opinions therein. Allah Azza wa Jal is our creator. Everything else is the creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As is mentioned, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ, translation from Kanzul Iman, regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, that always doing whatever He wills. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, human beings, Muslims in particular, a set of do's and don'ts, a set of halal and haram, things which are permitted, things which are prohibited. And these are in our best interest, if only we can understand. Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who created us, knows us better than ourselves and knows what is best for us. Not just what is better, what is best for us. If only we have this tawakkul and this reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal, we can really succeed in this world, in the grave and the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, as we mentioned earlier, that one of his titles is Khalifatullah, the Khalif, the representative, the vice regent of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to grant Khilafat upon Nabi Adam alayhi salam, a very thought-provoking dialogue took place between Allah Azza wa Jal and the angels. And this dialogue has been mentioned as follows. Allah Azza wa Jal states, O angels, I am going to create my Khalif, my representative, my vice regent, who will be my representative on the earth and will implement my commands. The angels say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, will you appoint such a person as your Khalif, as your representative on earth, who will cause discord and arguments, turmoil, bloodshed and massacre? O our Allah Azza wa Jal, we angels, we deserve more to be your Khalif, because we will not cause any chaos on the earth, nor shall we cause any bloodshed and arguments. Along with your praise and praising you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we will proclaim and preach your greatness and your dignity. Every moment our tongues are only in praising you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, bless someone from amongst us, the angels, with the crown of your Khilafat and this unique title, Khalifatullah. Allah Azza wa Jal responds, O my angels, the wisdom and the different kinds of wisdoms in appointing Adam alayhi salam as my Khalifa is beyond your understanding. Only I know them. You group of angels are not aware of these wisdoms of mine. Although angels now they observe silence after hearing these words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but in their hearts they assume that no matter who may be appointed as the Khalifa of Allah Azza wa Jal, will not surpass, will not be greater than in rank than them. Because the status of the angels, no one else amongst the creation can attain the status. Therefore, the dignity and the reverence will rest upon the angels only. Allah Azza wa Jal then created Adam alayhi salam, blessed him with so much of knowledge of everything. Thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal says, O angels, if you are true in your claim that no other creation can be superior than you, tell me the names of all those things that I have presented in front of you. The angels, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are free and sanctified from all defects, from all faults. The amount of knowledge that we have is only what you give us, what you grant us. Besides that, we don't have knowledge of anything else. So they didn't know. We have a firm belief that the Creator and the Sustainer, that is Allah Azza wa Jal, has all this wisdom and knowledge is with you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses Adam alayhi salam and says, O Adam, inform the angels of the names of these objects. Adam alayhi salam then informs the names of all those objects along with the hidden wisdoms of them to the angels. The angels are surprised. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the angels and says, O my angels, did I not tell you that I have knowledge of all the hidden things of the heaven and the earth? I also know that what you used to proclaim openly that Adam alayhi salam will cause chaos. I am also aware of the thoughts that you have been hiding in your hearts, that nobody is more superior than you amongst the creation. Thereafter, to announce and make the angels admit the excellence of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal orders all of the angels to make sajda, to prostrate to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And as you know, the cursed and the humiliated and the most unfortunate Iblis, who is Shaytan, besides him, everybody else makes sajda, but he doesn't make the sajda out of disrespect and because of his own takabbur and his own pride, his own nafs, his own inner desires had deceived him that you are better than Adam alayhi salam. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran that Surah Al-Baqarah verses 30 to 34. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am about to place my Khalif in the earth. They said, will you place as a Khalif one who will spread turmoil and bloodshed? Whereas we glorify you with praise and we proclaim your sanctity. He said, I know what you do not. And Allah, the Supreme, taught Adam alayhi salam all the names of different things and then presented them to the angels, saying, inform me of the names of these things if you are truthful. They said, purity is to you. We don't have knowledge except what you grant us. Indeed, you only are all-knowing, the wise. Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Adam, inform them of the names. And when Adam had informed them of the names, he said, did I not tell you that I know all the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and I know all what you disclose and all what you hide? And remember, when we ordered the angels to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, so they all prostrated, except Iblis, the devil, Shaytan. He refused and was proud and became a disbeliever. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this person or this being, Iblis, his name was Azazil. Azazil, at one time, he was so pious. It is mentioned on the face of this earth, there is not a place that he had worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal. That's how pious he was. He was so knowledgeable that he was the teacher of the angels. He was not part of them. Remember, the angels are a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal made from nur, made from light. And Iblis, Azazil, he is part of the jinn, which is made from nar, which is made from fire. His name changed to Iblis after he had disrespected a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he had disrespected Adam alayhi salam and did not make the sajda, thinking himself to be higher in status than Adam alayhi salam, and therefore he became cursed. Shaitan, the Quran mentions, is aduwwun mubin. He is an open enemy to you and I. He will try everything possible to deceive us, to whisper evil thoughts that we do sins and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will try everything to snatch our most prized possession, our greatest asset, which is our iman, our faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, our faith in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beware, be careful of his tricks and his traps. Join the beautiful movement of Dawat Islami, which shows and exposes the tricks and the traps of shaitan and gives us ammunition so that we save ourselves and our family members and we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi and Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do join us in our next episode. Until next time, Jazakumullahu khairah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.